Hello, my believer creators. Thank you, and thank you for tuning in today for Believer Creator Radio. This is Rob Malone, and I have a question for you. Are you ready to rumble? A little weak today, sorry about that. Hey, so yesterday we got into the attractive character. And we're basically building our foundation now to start creating believers. Because when you create believers, you become the only option. No one else matters. And that's our goal, is to create believers of trial attorneys, right? Of your practice, right? They believe in you, right? They're really buying you, okay? I mean, unless you're a mega firm. But even if you're a mega firm, usually they have some front man or a couple front men that kind of represent it. So it's a relationship thing. So we talked about the attractive character yesterday. And then I said that we talked about the five pillars of persuasion. And I did it in a previous podcast. It was on November 1st. I think it was podcast 10 or 11. But it's entitled like, why no one's listening to you and the five things you can do to get anything you want seriously, something like that. So it's November 1st. And I think it was podcast number 10, but November 1st is the right date. So if you want to go back and learn about the five pillars of persuasion, go back, listen to that podcast, and I will surely be covering it many, many more times in the future because it's such an important pillar of everything. You have to be able to persuade. Okay, so we talked about the attractive character. Just quickly as a refresher, the attractive character is important, right? People have to listen to you, right? They have to want to listen to you. They have to identify that you are someone worth listening to, and they have to be able to, and you want them to listen to your message many times, right? Man, I say right a lot. Anyway, so you want them to listen to you, right? You want them to listen to you because you're going to be producing content. You are someone on your team who's going to be producing content. More than likely, a series of emails once you get their contact information could possibly be some follow-up calls, maybe some text messages. You know, those are some of the tactics that aren't really important right now. It's the concept that you are going to be communicating with them to build this relationship, and you have to establish your attractive character. So I'm going to run over the rules. This is a refresher real quick on how to become an attractive character. But if you need more detail, go back and listen to yesterday's podcast. Okay, so the elements are backstory. Why'd you become an attorney? You want to talk of parables, and we'll talk about that in more detail in the future. You have to be transparent and vulnerable, show character flaws. You need polarity. You just can't be neutral. And then you have to have an identity. And it could be two of these things, but either the leader, the adventurer crusader, the reporter evangelist, or the reluctant hero. All right. So those are the main. And you need to understand the five pillars of persuasion. And you have to care a lot. And you have to offer value from the perceived relationship. So the next thing we want to talk about is the cause, your culture. And there's some key concepts here. And so this is basically a place where people are going to place their hope and faith. You're creating a cause, right? You're going to be communicating this just vibrant message. It's going to resonate with them. They're going to look to you as this attractive character, this leader, and you have to create this cause for them. All right. So it's a place that they're going to put their hopes and dreams of faith. So that's why they're a believer, right? They believe that you can make this materialize. And you have to kind of get them over that mental block. Okay. So an example of this is like the 4-minute mile, right? Roger Bannister broke it in the 50s. And up at that time, no one thought, they thought it was humanly impossible, right? You couldn't do it. But he did it, and all of a sudden, wham, 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 other people started doing it. Once that mental wall was broke down, it wasn't the physical aspect that was stopping people. It was the mental aspect. They were physically capable. They just didn't believe that they could do it. So you went to break that 4-minute mile. All right. Another great example of this is Roger Maris's record. I mean, he hit 61 home runs in one season. Ironically enough, it was in 1961. And people thought, sports writers by the 70s were saying, hey, this is it. That is the one single season record that'll never be broken. We're never going to see one hit 61 again. A lot of people would bump their head on it. I mean, Maris broke Babe Ruth's record of 60, right? And that was a long time coming. And he had, and actually people hated him for doing it because they wanted Mickey Mantle to do it, but he did it. Poor Roger. And so it stood the test of time until, and I don't remember the year now, but I think it was 99, early 2000s. Anyway, when Mark McGwire did it, and he hit, I think it was it 70 or something? Anyway, but not only did he hit more than 61 a year, Sammy Sosa hit more than 61 that same year. And then 3 years later, or four, Bobby Bonds breaks Mark McGwire's record. So they were physically capable of doing it with maybe some EPDs, but the mental block was the thing that was really stopping them. So you have the same thing, right? People don't necessarily believe that their case is worthy or that they can win, or, you know, or that you're that, you know, I don't know, that this is even, that they're even due some kind of settlement. There's a mental block. There always is. So you have to overcome the mental block, and then you have to let them self-identify, right? So they need a name they can identify with, so it's not too complicated in the case of a trial lawyer, right? It's just like, I am the client, okay? But it's nice if you can kind of, and not too far off the beaten path, right? You don't want to come up with, like, you're my Tugala, you know, they're like, well, what's a Tugala? Well, it's a client, you know. I mean, nothing like that. But you know, maybe something like you know, client care, client. Let's see, what's some good ones? I'm just going totally blank. But you know, just like something unique, and it doesn't really even have to be unique. But just client. But there's something that they're identified with, that they are, you know, the entitled client. I'm trying to come up with something besides client. But anyway, but you kind of get the concept, right? I hope you do, because I'm not going to talk about it anymore. So, and then the last thing is that you have some kind of little title of, you know, we'll go title liberty. And the ways to create a title liberty is like to have a mini manifesto. Some kind of a short, concise thing that talks about what you believe in, right? Who you are, you know, what you do for the clients, you know. And you don't want to get crazy. You don't want to make it so melodramatic that, like, oh, really? But just some core values and beliefs that you have, okay? So you're starting to create a cause that they can believe in, right? So you're going to create this vision of this better future, right? You know, that you are, you know, you are entitled to compensation. You need to be compensated for your injury. All right. So there's this vision of this better place, you know. You don't need to struggle anymore, right? Let's go from struggling to fairly compensation. Let's go to maximum compensation. So this is their hope and faith, their dreams. You're going to create that vision. And then you have to break that wall, right? And this can be done a lot from testimonials, right? Or a hero's journey, okay? We talked about a hero's journey two episodes ago. You can do a hero's journey with other people you've helped. Maybe your own hero's journey. Maybe someone in your family, right? But now they're seeing, okay, this is doable. And then you have to let them self-identify. Who are they in this process, right? Who are they? You know, they are the client. They are the victim. You know, whatever it is, whatever fits in your scenario, they need to be able to self-identify. And then you have your manifesto, which is summarizing the cause. So I don't want this to sound too weird. Okay. Don't think this has to be something like, a Russian novel, very dramatic, right? War and Peace, Brothers Karamazov. It doesn't have to be anything like that. But you need to grasp the core concepts here. And really simple may be the best. We don't want to get carried away or crazy, but simple, may be the best that effectively communicates these four components to start building your cause so that you can start building believers, create believers. All right. Wow, I was doing so good keeping things at 7 minutes now, 2 days in a row. I'm at 10 minutes plus. Ah, so we're bringing this to an end. Hey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Creator Believer Radio. I know there's a billion other things you could be doing, but you chose to listen to my maniacal ramblings on how to create believers. And with that, I want to say thank you, and thank you. Go out, crush it, and carpe diem.